Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The choice of a lawyer is important and shouldn't be based on an ad.
After a serious car accident, people have two questions. Why me? And what now? Well, no one knows why you, but I'm Terry Crouppen, and my law firm, Brown & Crouppen, sure can help with the what now. Car repairs, medical bills, lost wages, pain and suffering. We're Brown & Crouppen, and we've got all those answers. All you have to do is call. 222-2222.
Rise and shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After on KPNT-FM HD2, Collinsville, St. Louis. At the Morning After STL on YouTube and on TMASTL.com with Tim McKernan, Doug Vaughn, Iggy Strode, The Plowboy, and Action Jackson.
710 in St. Louis, you're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After on 105.7 HD2 FM, TMASTL.com, YouTube.com/TMASTL.
Welcome to the Mungin' Ass St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour. We're in the Michelob Ultra Studios. Timothy Michael McCartney, Douglas Elvin Vaughn, Kenneth Iggy Strode, Action Jackson, Virgin Pringle is on the ones and twos. Plowhawk's vacation, Doug, has been extended.
Why is that still driving back from Montana?
I don't know.
Was he supposed to be here today?
I thought, but I could be totally wrong.
Doug, you track vacations as you own the station and manage the show. Well, I'm now going to try to pass that off.
Okay.
What happened?
Well, he had a well-deserved vacation, and it was a long drive out there to Montana. He may have been lost. He may have gotten lost in Yukon territory.
Yukon territory? Isn't that above Canada?
Yeah.
Way up there.
But he's already a long way in that direction. So I assume he made a wrong turn, got some bad advice with Google Maps or something. And I think he's in Yukon territory.
Listen, he didn't
tell
me.
I asked Jackson, I said, is the Plowhawk back today? Because I know the audience is like waiting to kill him because the Cardinals have done well. And as opposed to enjoying it, you figure out somebody that was critical and then you just, go after him. So I was thinking, okay, that'll be good entertainment. And he said, no, he didn't respond to my text, so I'm on the board.
No, to be fair, I could be totally wrong about when he said he was coming back, and I just didn't hear
him. Are you
right.
Totally wrong about him responding to your text?
No, that is factual. He did not respond to my text.
I assume he's in Yukon territory.
Yeah, I assume he's sleeping.
When did you send it?
Like 6:10 this morning,
but for all I know,
like he said he'd be back tomorrow or the day after that, and I just didn't hear him correctly, and so I'm kind of just leaving him out to dry right now.
That's 5 or maybe even 4 o'clock in the Yukon, and they don't get great Wi-Fi up there.
Right. They don't get sun.
Yeah. No, who needs it?
Yeah, up there, sandwiches eat people.
Amen.
Yeah.
So the Plowhawk is not back. He may be back tomorrow. He might be trapped in the Arctic Circle.
I don't know where he is.
I am back from vacationing in the Hamptons. Jackson's parents let me use their villa.
Yep.
What a view.
I hope you lock the back door. It can get a little tricky.
My back door is always open. The audience is not. The audience is not happy with the camera situation, and I took a look over at it, and I go, what are we shooting? Because the camera's angle is, Doug, it's on this.
I see it now. It's moving.
Oh, no, it's moving.
All right.
Wow.
There you go. Yeah. Well, Jay sat further over near the wastebasket. Yeah, so now
how is Jennings?
Fantastic.
Oh, he's great. Yeah.
I'm a Jennings lemming.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm openly campaigning for him to be a member of the show in 2023. And I don't know if management likes me doing it, but I've told them privately, so I say it publicly. I think it'd be a nice addition to the program.
It sure would be.
So
he's a fabulous guy to have fill in.
Yeah.
Or on a regular basis.
And then Raby was in on Friesman?
Yeah.
Yes, he was.
Bringing heat.
We had our little baseball throw off, see if he could get it up there 68 miles an hour.
Oh.
Well, it was okay.
No one was killed.
He didn't quite get to 68, but I don't think he hurt his arm either.
Iggy, how was your arm?
It didn't hurt, really. Surprisingly.
How many times did you throw? Did you only get one throw?
I took 3. Ravy and I kind of warmed up for about 10 minutes. Just got loose. The problem was the first two, I just tried to throw as hard as I could. And it was a little short. And the third one, I said, just throw it. Who cares?
Yeah. No.
And it was 51. It was my highest one.
Mm-hmm.
Not quite 60.
But you threw a heavy fastball.
And a little movement,
I would
too.
Not have wanted to stand in the box.
A little movement. Two-seamer?
The first one landed about 6 feet shorter.
No, it didn't.
Short hopped him on the cement. Yeah, could have killed him.
An athlete would have caught it, but...
Well, an athlete would have hit the catcher's glove.
Well, I said I tried to throw as hard as I could, and it was just a little short-armed it.
You're a bit of a sidewinder. It brought up images of Dan Quisenberry.
Oh, yeah, Quiz. Yeah.
Well, it's all those years at second base. You know, just field just throw sidearm.
Turning the old 6-4-3, probably.
Yeah.
No, you don't throw overhanded from second base. Just kind of a little toss it.
Yeah. Stephen Wildwood, who, by the way... was on my flight both ways.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He used his hand on me on
stalking?
The way back.
What?
Stalking?
No, he was vacationing there with his family as well. Tried to shave strokes.
Oh, did you?
But couldn't get together for that. And I said, I'd like the same arrangement that Iggy got, the $200.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Right. He politely rejected that offer.
If he were to give all of us $200, it'd be a nice gesture.
It would be. Why does Iggy get just $200? Iggy, have you been playing people for $200? Are you up to like a grand now? And
I've had no takers.
They're running from you.
Yeah. Well, the ones that are... I'll only play the ones that are close to me. I don't want to go play some 4 or 5 handicap. You know, I'm talking about the ones that run their mouth that they could beat me, but if they're about the same... handicapped, then we'll go play straight up.
You're the guy who walks into a bar and looks for the smallest guy, calls him out. You got a problem with me, Shorty?
No, but if somebody's
get
like
this
a
motherfucker off the field,
8 or 9, I'm gonna get 8 shots. I can beat you. No, you're better than me. I know I get 8 shots, but no. If the big mouths that are about 17 to 19 want to play, we'll play straight up. Let's go. Now I feel bad because I probably. I'm just going by what Steve in Ballpark Village said. He said, I can shoot around 50. Well, that's about what I shoot. If you want to rematch for the same amount, I'll give you...
Oh, wow.
I'll give you 3 aside.
Oh, how do you do?
Oh.
Stephen Wildwood has received an offer.
Yeah, I feel bad.
In all honesty, dude, is this like a fantasy right now?
No, just 3 aside if you want to play.
Stephen Wildwood says, I love Jay. The 314 says, Jennings is the man, but Strode pouted the entire week with the spotlight off of him. That's from the 314. Iggy, would you say that's a misrepresentation?
Yeah, I think so.
Let's see. Tim, did you get any sex on vacation?
Oh.
That's from Mr. Nipples. I'll give a straight answer to what is a very fair question. We were staying with my family, so that would have been awkward.
Yeah.
In the same
plus,
room?
Plus, at this point, they're not all in one room, but...
Same condo.
Plus, there's children.
Not like the Charlie Bucket family.
Yeah, that's correct.
One bed.
Yeah, very hot setup. Hagee, Tim is back. You can shut up now. That's from Wedding Tackle.
Gosh, I hate to hear comments like that.
Morning, Tim. Welcome back. Honored to lead off the week in the text inbox. Less exciting, a week opening hijacking flex sesh with Captain Whistles. That's from Brian Hench in our show's ombudsman, and he's getting ready to cover the Colts camp, I think.
I don't think he'll get that assignment.
Is that the name of the badminton team? Colts.
Stephen Wildwood has just accepted your offer.
Did he?
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Is that another Normandy showdown?
Yeah, 3 aside. Just pick a day.
Wow, nice.
After tomorrow. Tomorrow we have the media day at Norwood. Can't play tomorrow. But the rest of the week... God, Doug Lowe's in the 60s, highs in the low 80s.
I saw that.
Yeah. About time.
Wednesday or Thursday, if you're available. It's going to be nice.
All right.
Very nice.
Rain tomorrow, which would be the second straight year for the Norwood Hills Ascension.
Who's playing from the show in that? You and Jackson?
Yeah, Ravy's weasels his way into a threesome.
I don't know if I can play. Not sure.
You don't want to play because Ravy's playing?
No, I love playing with Ravy. He's always good entertainment.
What do you got after Balloon Party? Sound story?
We have a meeting on Tuesday. So I would say,
oh, that's right. We got the sales meeting.
Yeah, so I'll probably be out on that. But it's going to rain anyways. Last year, me and Iggy just went out there, and I witnessed Iggy smoke about 3 or 4 cigarettes in the cart barn.
Oh, no.
While we waited for 3 hours.
It's supposed to rain a lot tonight, isn't it?
It'll soften the greens to allow you to fire directly at pins.
Scoring conditions will be optimal.
It's supposed to rain all night, or at least a chance of it.
Yeah, rain today and tomorrow.
Yeah. 70% chance tomorrow.
We get it, Tim. You can afford to fly. Unrelatable. Thanks. That's from the birthday hawk.
Yeah.
You know who the best of radio is?
No.
Tim.
Is that a shout of applause? You're driving 29 hours to get to his trip?
Let me tell you something. And I want this to be clear. Now, Allegiant Airlines is not a sponsor of the show. I know a lot of airlines are looking to buy time on the show.
Yeah.
Let me make this clear. This is not payola or plugola.
So you flew out of Belleville.
I did. And it was the bee's
I'm telling you.
Knees, man. It's like a secret. A
lot cheaper, too.
And in a way, and I've had a friend of mine say, you need to stop talking up Jupiter because everybody's moving here and it's ruining it, as if I'm responsible. I know he's just joking. So in a way, it's like I don't want to talk about this because it's at the moment a secret. But it is, a secret. It's not well known how A, it exists, and B, how easy it is. But it's the best.
Yeah. My son has flown in there a couple times.
Greg Vaughn in and out of Tampa?
Yeah. And some of his flights were like $80.
The cost is low.
Yeah.
The flight quality is outstanding. It's a super small airport.
Yeah, you don't get flights leaving all the time. If you want to go to a certain city, sometimes it's only a day or two a week.
We flew into Savannah, and we could only fly Wednesday or Saturday. Yeah. So we flew in on the previous Wednesday and stayed 10 nights or 9 nights, whatever it was, and then flew back this past Saturday.
It's a bit of a drive over there, but... It's a bit of a drive.
Yeah, but the parking is right there.
Oh, it's the best.
They have security guards, so you're safe. I think there's only two gates, so you can't get lost. You either go left or right. And the thing I love about when I go to Orlando is my sister lives in Sanford, Florida. Mm-hmm. She doesn't live in, the commercial area of Orlando. And Allegiant flies into Sanford Airport, not Orlando International. So, and you're right. I have to leave on like a Thursday and come back on a Sunday or whatever at certain times, but still, for I think back then it was like $120 round trip.
It's the best.
Yeah.
I mean, in a big way, it's the best. Stephen Wildwood, who again was on the plane, and I don't want to say he used his hand on me because we were both, it was mutual. It's like he's reaching over and I'm reaching over. He said, I'd never flown that airline. It was awesome. It's Steve and Wildwood.
I think they have flights to Vegas, too.
They do. As we're speaking, I'm looking at it as if I have any chance of going there and doing what I used to do, which, of course, is solicit lesbianism and play poker straight days.
I tried to pick up John Vaughn from a flight from the Dominican Republic a couple weeks ago at the main Lambert. And I've been there 10,000 times. I still don't know where to go. The signs will not help you much. I drove... After driving around once, he said he was in the customer pickup area. We went to the customer pickup area. There was no one there. Police says, move along. So we drove around, came back. On our way back, we asked an airport employee, where would an international flight land? He goes, 16. Look for number 16. What? Yeah, 16 on the wall. So they have a numbering system that starts with 12. There's no 1 through 11.
Star Wars.
Starts with 12. And then you can't see most of the numbers. We drove through, no 16. Drive, come back around again. Ask another airport employee, that's an international flight. Okay. Yeah, well, that would go at the Southwest terminal. How am I supposed to know that? There's not a sign.
The power of Doug.
I have, again, I'm unrelatable, so I've traveled all over the United States, never been to Europe or Asia. Or Africa. I have done Antarctica. And I guess if you count Aruba in South America, by definition, I've been to South America. I think you fly over Venezuela. Do you say Venezuela or Venezuela?
I say Venezuela.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Briefly, for some reason, as Aruba is right off the coast of Venezuela and Colombia. Shakira. But the only airport in the United States I have seen the people, when you are picking up passengers who have just arrived to our wonderful city, where you are absolutely berated by security, is the Southwest terminal where St. Louis's best and brightest are working and scream at people as they pick up people. Blow the whistle, chase people around, which is amazing considering the BMI. And it is phenomenal. I'm talking from Seattle to Miami, from New York to L.A. I've never seen anything like it where you are welcome to a city and there is a security guard there absolutely MFing anybody who dares to pick up somebody in the like 10 car lane Market 23 now has in our airport. It is a phenomenon.
Got it. If ever
better than Chicago.
If ever we needed to take a bulldozer to an entire airport and start over, this is it. We really honestly have the worst airport in America for a big city.
This isn't going to play well.
I have not been to one that's even close.
LaGuardia was a miracle.
They built a couple of new ones.
It's not even picking people up. It's dropping people off and they I forgot where he's going. But I had two bags, and we pull in front. I open the trunk and get one bag out. We got to move it. Well, I barely touched my bag. Awesome. Got to move it. Come on, we got
to
move it. You can't park here.
I'm getting out.
I have one more bag.
Yeah, God forbid you park there for more
than
30
goodness.
Seconds.
My goodness. Right. What about that bag that's been sitting over there in the corner for 30 minutes? You don't care about that.
Supposed to report that.
It's almost like they would prefer we not use the airport. Yeah. Get out of here. What'd you do? Buy a flight? Stop it.
I mean, when you are picking somebody up there or you are getting picked up, there are some of the most hostile people.
Oh, yeah. You are going to get yelled at. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
Your thoughts are welcome. As many people are sharing them in the Engineer Design Facilities text inbox, 314-881-TMA5. 314-881-TMA5. It is our Mung and Ass St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour. Mung and Ast online at stlouisacura.com and altontoyota.com. Work with great Jamie Burkhardt and Clayton Patterson and Peter Mung and Ast. And you're working with the best. You can shop online right now for new or pre-owned vehicles by going to stlouisacura.com or altontoyota.com. It is Mung and Ast. And even if you did get your car from Mung and Ast, you can get your car taken care of at Mung and Ast for repairs or maintenance. It's Mung and Ast, St. Louis Acura, Alton Toyota. My wife got her car taken care of while we were out of town at Mung and Ast. They're the best. We couldn't be happier to have them as the official automotive provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show podcast. It's Mung and Ast, St. Louis Acura, and Alton Toyota. Coming up at 8 o'clock, we have an announcement. Doug, we have an announcement.
What sort of announcement?
I guess we have a couple of announcements, but features an event that I think the audience is going to be excited about.
Oh,
that is coming up at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Jackson, I left my phone in my vehicle, so I can't put a little reminder on myself here today.
I'll take care of it.
So remind me, because if I don't do it, I will blame you, because that is veteran leadership.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So at 8 o'clock, that is coming your way. Doug, can you tell people about our title sponsor? His name is Ryan Kelly.
That's who he is, Ryan Kelly. He is, of course, the home loan expert. Now, the housing market started to cool a bit, but inventory is still low and houses are selling fast. You need to be pre-approved today with the home loan expert. The home loan expert has lower rates, loan programs for almost everybody, and that 10-day closing guarantee. That is really something to get it all done in 10 days. Usually it can take 3 weeks or more for most lenders, not the home loan expert. 10-day closing guarantee. They will have you ready to close when the perfect home hits the market. And you can lock in rates now. If rates should go up, you'll be locked in. You won't have to pay the higher rate. Or if you lock in and rates go down, you can go down to the lower rate. So I don't know why you wouldn't do that. I just don't know why you wouldn't. They've got rates for loans for everybody with the home loan expert, including that VA loan. It's the only way to VA. Ryan Kelly loves to take care of the veterans, and he does that with the Hero.loan. He's also got the work and education loan, the teacher appreciation loan, also the workers union. If you're in a union or if you're in a teaching position, you get a $500 gift card when you close your loan, and that could be an original mortgage or a refinance. So check it out. If you are in that market, the only place to go for financing is thehomeloanexpert.com.
There it is, Ryan Kelly, title sponsor of this award-winning radio presentation. Design Air is the official HVAC provider of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. If you are dealing with any air conditioning issues, make sure you go to designairservice.com and work with Seth Goldkamp and his incredible staff. On a regular basis, our listeners go to designairservice.com when they run into air conditioning problems, and they rave about how quickly somebody gets out to their home to fix it and how quickly things are taken care of. I got this email, and I don't know if I read it before I left or not, but I just scrolled into my Design Air file. Tim, just wanted to share with you, I woke up this morning to find my air conditioning. It stopped working. I immediately went to Design Air service.com and clicked the Book Now tab. By 11 a.m., Bob was already at my house, and by 11:20, my air conditioning was back up and running like a champion. All this happened before noon. I used Design Air a few years back because of TMA. I use them again today because of the awesome service. Just wanted to share, and that came from listener Brendan. It's Design Air Heating and Cooling, the official HVAC provider of TMA and the Tim McKernan Show. And Jackson, we got a QFTA to do since I didn't do one last week, vacationing in the Hamptons. Did you miss it? What did you miss more, QFTA or Berlin Party?
Oh, boy.
Well, he was doing Pepper and Genie, and just he was just so upset because, God, I should be in there doing... Should be in there doing Balloon Party right now. God, I'm so mad we're not doing it.
Who was doing that time slot on
one? Randy and Michelle.
Wow. So they did 4 hours.
Yeah, they were at they were in Canton.
They were at Dixie's Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I heard some of that interview.
Dixie went 15 minutes long.
Yeah. Not surprising, really.
Yeah, you're supposed to go 8 minutes, and Dixie went 23. And then he wrapped up, and then he decided just to start talking about the best fans in Kansas City. Kind of an odd thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was saying, it was a great finishing line. He was talking about, if I'm up here, the only thing that'll make me happier is when Tom Coughlin, Mike Holmgren, Dan Reeves, Marty Schottenheimer, when they're up here, because believe me, if I'm in here, they belong here too. And that was supposed to be the end of the speech. But for whatever reason, he then started talking about Kansas City fans and then looked in the audience and started talking about some of the people he saw. He's 85 or 86.
Yeah.
These things can happen. And then he wrapped it up. 23 skidoo.
Well, it doesn't seem like a lot, but if everybody goes more than 15 minutes long, that gets to be a
tough spot.
Long, long night. And you can't put the cane out there and hook him around the neck and drag him off the stage like they did in vaudeville.
Did he cry?
Only when he brought up his wife.
Hmm.
He was able to keep it together. Usually, if you brought up Wilbert Montgomery, he was gone.
Yeah. Lawrence Phillips.
What about that win in 82 that put you at 4-4? We got to 500. I mean, don't take much.
Good morning, Tim, and welcome back. Can you please avoid discussing the Soto trade today? Last week, the fellas discussed that for 13 hours of the 15 hours of shows. The other 2 hours, they covered old quarterbacks who didn't make the Hall of Fame. That's from Wedding Tech. Well, that can't be accurate because Iggy threw a fastball 51 miles an hour, so that had to be discussed at some point.
Plazzi tried eating 30 White Castles.
Yeah. Well, wasn't he out last week?
Yeah, this was Friday of the week prior.
Well, I mean, the trade deadline was Tuesday, so we talked about the Soto trade Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday when they didn't trade him.
I mean, Wedding Tackle, the action's back on you.
Yeah,
he is 3-0.
Really?
No. I think most of us actually...
Was that a Mazzella drop?
It was. He's feeling pretty cocky right now to appear on our show right now.
Yeah, I think I said
that. Was he on?
No.
Just there a second ago.
Morning.
Yeah, there he is.
Morning.
No chance of getting him on if you're not in here.
I don't know if that matters one way or the other. I think it's 0% whether I'm here or not.
It's stifled regardless.
Last time I talked to him was at spring training, and I worded my ask wrong. I said, instead of saying... Would you join us? I said, you feel like joining us this week? Not really. And that was
it. Up a bit. Don't really care.
Didn't hear the rest of the week from him. No, I think most of us praised the trade, said they got what they needed. Two reliable pitchers, probably go 3-4 in the rotation. Good ERAs. Good innings eater. They always go 5 or 6. So we liked the trade, and it paid off this weekend at least.
Well, the early returns couldn't possibly be any better.
Yeah.
Even this,
of course, we'll
Dorothy
see what
Stratton.
Happens, see what happens a month from now to really judge it. But the Padres haven't won a game since they got Soto. And the Cardinals got, 5 shutout innings from Montgomery and 7 innings out of Quintana?
13 innings.
6 innings.
3 hits, 1 earned run.
Yeah.
I love the Quintana trade was kind of a. Because of the chronology of the whole thing. I was like, oh, God. I thought for sure it was going to be Odorizzi. That's who I thought it was going to be. If I could have bet it, I'm like, oh, this is textbook. Andy had a great last start in Houston. So that'll be the spin, and that's what it's going to be. That's what I thought going into the final 72 hours. And then he didn't go. Where did he go? Minnesota? The hell did he go? I don't know. Either way, he didn't go to the Cardinals. So then it's the night before the trade deadline, and I see Quintana, and I'm like, oh, God, you know, this is going to be what they do, and this is going to be brutal. And I happened to be watching the coverage of the trade deadline, just sitting there with my dad BSing. And I don't know about you, Doug. I didn't hear anything about Jordan Montgomery before the trade deadline.
No, I don't think anybody did. Yankee fans not real happy.
Oh, I know. Probably because of fantasy baseball, actually. I'm a big fan of his, ability. I think he may have misjudged, perhaps, by the Yankees and some in baseball because he didn't live up to initial expectations, perhaps. Then he had a Tommy John surgery year. But for the most part, he's been pretty damn good.
Yeah, and a tough ballpark, too.
That's another factor. You're right. So I like it to get him, but I really like trading Bader away. Not because I dislike him. I actually got to know him, and I don't want to say hung out regularly with him, but I'd, you know, be around him at a few different things, and good guy, amusing guy. Didn't really talk about it while he was in St. Louis, but so this isn't by any means personal, because personally I do like him. I just felt like he was a guy who they were going to continue to play and had a really low ceiling from a hitting standpoint, and that is a tough spot to have from a defensive and base running standpoint. I don't know what you're going to do better, but when you have plantar fasciitis,
yep,
and you're coming up on 28, or you are 28, that's a scare for any ball player, but especially when you justify your spot in a lineup by defense and base running. So I was happy the Cardinals got Montgomery, but it's kind of like the Alan Craig, John Lackey, Joe Kelly trade. I loved that trade, but I loved that trade for the main reason of unloading Alan Craig. Now, Bader didn't have an albatross contract like Craig did, so it's a different set of circumstances, but he was going to be a presence in the lineup, and I felt like that was a drag for the Cardinals. Again, defensively and base running-wise, when healthy, outstanding. But offensively, and I know it's tough to talk about because, you know, prisoner of the moment will be, oh, they just scored 12 runs yesterday. But offensively, when they play good teams, they don't hit. That is what the way things have been. And when Bader's back in there, that's another, I don't want to say sure out, but it's not necessarily a scare. And you already have Molina in there, and that is what it is. So from that standpoint, I like unloading that, and I like their, okay, you're going to commit to Carlson. Fine, commit to Carlson, plus you have a bunch of outfielders in the organization that can get in there that are going to be better offensive producers than Bader. So I like that more so, actually, than getting Montgomery, but I really like getting Montgomery as well. So not getting Soto, when you look at what the Padres had to give up, and some people are looking at it in baseball going, my God, I mean, that is literally putting all of your chips in the middle and then figuring it out afterwards. It's the complete antithesis to the Cardinal business model, what they've done in San Diego with A.J. Preller. I really like what they did because when you judge, it's like looking at a profit and loss statement. It's not just about the top line. It's not just about what you're bringing in. It's also about what you're giving up. And I like that expense. I like the expense of Harrison Bader not being on the roster, not because I dislike him, but because I feel like he was taking up a spot in the lineup and he wasn't ever going to be a big factor offensively. Plus, he's carrying some risk with that plantar fasciitis as a guy who's a defensive specialist and a base running guy. So I'm stunned that deal happened. And Doug, you're right. I've been reading the coverage in New York. They are really down on that deal. Really down on that deal because the Yankees, even though they have this ridiculous record, have been playing some bad baseball for the last month plus.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons they've been struggling is their pitching. And so for the Yankees to give up a pitcher 48 hours after they acquire Matas, who, by the way, has had a shoulder problem. I mean, That's high risk. I wouldn't have been jumping up and down if the Cardinals brought him in because of a shoulder situation, just like with Flaherty, albeit his isn't as significant as Flaherty's. So you have a rotation issue, and then you trade away Jordan Montgomery. But from the Yankees' standpoint, two things factored in. They didn't think he would start a game in the playoffs, and then secondarily, for whatever reason, it takes him a long time to warm up. Reading from Joel Sherman in the New York Post, and he said that, therefore, the Yankees didn't view him as somebody they could use in the postseason because they wouldn't use him as a starter, and then they couldn't use him out of the bullpen because it takes so damn long for him to warm up. And so they thought he might not even be on the roster, so they traded him away. And so they're sitting there going, Cole struggled here recently. You have injuries to Severino, and now you're going to trade away a guy who's been pretty damn reliable, minus the year he was hurt, and bringing a guy who's a defensive player, you know, who isn't exactly a guy you're going to see to rake. It's an all-in move from the Yankees' standpoint, not like the Padres and Soto, but what Cashman has done here is really kind of putting his ass on the line. I mean, they haven't won a World Series in 13 years, and there, that's something else. And when you're 70-39, and you've got pitching problems, so you have expectations of a World Series, and you have pitching problems, and you just traded away a Yankees, born and raised starter for a guy who is in a walking boot right now, that puts the bullseye on Cashman. Not that it wasn't on him, and it's been on him ever since he was hired, but that really puts the bullseye on him. So from that standpoint, if Montgomery would have been discussed, I would have been excited about it. Never heard about Montgomery. Never was one of the names that was talked about from my standpoint. And maybe it only came up because they were able to get Matos. And Sherman reported that they were trying to get Pablo Lopez the night before the deadline, and the Cardinals and Yankees had actually agreed on that the night before the deadline. But they wound up getting it done, officially 15 minutes. They announced it 15 minutes or so before the end of the deadline.
Yeah,
so anyway,
like the last time.
Super excited about that. Super excited about it. And whether it works out or not, I don't know. But you can only judge things in the moment. I mean, because that's the information you have. It's easy to reverse engineer them, 5 years afterwards. But I really like the Montgomery acquisition, in part because of Montgomery, but also because I think Harrison Bader had a really low ceiling. And you can't have somebody who just doesn't really hit, who also carries risk with his plantar fasciitis when he's a base running and defensive guy. So yeah. There's my official analysis.
Those foot problems are tough to get by.
It's like a shoulder for a pitcher.
Yeah, it's like Pujols exactly. Has been fighting his feet for 10 years. But he's not a speed guy either. He's a swing for the fence type of guy. And the Cardinals have a similar player in Bader in Lars Nootbaar. Yeah. Now, they don't look alike, of course, but they're both kind of high-energy guys, good defensively. Every now and then they'll run into one and hit it out of the park, but don't hit for a real high average. But still, a decent outfielder. And I guess Nootbaar is going to be one of the beneficiaries of that. It looks like he's going to be an everyday guy now. And he's made some terrific plays in right field. He's really a very good defensive right fielder. But like Bader, he's going to have to hit more as an outfielder, as an everyday outfielder. Right now he's hitting a noisy 225.
Nice.
You got to do better than that. It's going to take more than that to be a regular outfielder long term. But for now, he's kind of a similar player to Bader.
Yeah. Yeah, that plantar fasciitis, you're dead on for a guy like that can really be detrimental. And if he's not going to get much better than that, he hasn't shown much at the plate. And you got that with the foot problem. And then you get Jordan Montgomery for him.
Yeah.
Sweet little deal.
Well, Bader had 1 year. What was 2 years ago when he hit almost 20 home runs?
I mean, it's essentially Montas and Montgomery are closer in comparison, and you don't give up three or four prospects for Montgomery. You get rid of a declining asset in a sense.
Yeah.
I mean, as far as a pitcher both being healthy, I'll take Montas. I mean,
for sure.
But he has a shoulder situation. He also hadn't pitched, I think, since July 26th. His mother-in-law had passed away, so he had a long delay. But it's important to contextualize things. The Yankees didn't have Rizzo this weekend. You're talking about one-run games up until DeYoung's home run yesterday in all three. And Stanton, they didn't have to face Cole.
Right.
At the same time, the Yankees didn't face Michaelis. So, you include all these things in the conversation. With that said, you know, they've won six in a row. And the thing, here's the bigger, to me, the more macro discussion is this. The Brewers trade Hader away. And there's something to how that impacts a team psychologically. I really believe that. The Cardinals acquire Montgomery and Quintana, and specifically, you can tell, from my standpoint anyway, with Nolan Arenado, the enthusiasm that he has over those moves. I never thought, I still don't think, he is going to opt out. But he was vocal about, you know, wanting to win a division and go deeper and not just qualify for a wild card. And this team strikes me as a team that is really riding momentum. And this was, by the way, before they played the Yankees. Observing this last week, that they were energized by the moves. Now, they're not, you know, they're not glamorous moves that are going to get everybody talking, like a Soto move or a Castillo move, really. I mean, I think the Soto move is, I don't know when we'll see something like that again. But the Castillo move, for example, that the Mariners made, that, you know, would have been a headline kind of move, but whether or not the Reds would have traded inside the division, totally different conversation, Cardinals and so on and so forth. But with that, the team seems to be energized, whereas the Brewers, you know, they're fighting off a lot of criticism in Milwaukee about what they did. And then they just have gotten their asses handed to them by crappy teams. So I saw yesterday the Cardinals are -130 to win the Central.
Really?
Holy crap.
They're +110. We talked about it on the show. They're +110 or +120 on Friday. So.
I would have taken the Cardinals to win the division before the trade deadline, before Hader went anywhere. Not, and again, that's not necessarily an endorsement of the Cardinals. It's more of just going, hey, look how crappy this division is, and the Brewers are not exactly a great team themselves. My God, the Cardinals is a coin flip, but now the Cardinals, where they are versus the Brewers, again, it doesn't mean I think the Cardinals are a world championship team. It's just they're in a division of garbage. Yeah. And, yeah, that strikes me as a pretty damn good bet. But, I thought the Cardinals were going to win 85-ish games before the trade deadline, and now they're in the spot that they're in with what appears to be a decent to above-average rotation with these moves. So that's exciting.
They're on a pace to win 90 now.
Now on 90, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they've won 7 out of the first 17. They're going to win 17 in a row as they did last year.
That's correct.
I would suspect
that's
that.
That's correct. That's what we're expecting.
Yeah. 18 would be ideal.
Well, you shut it down after 17. That's what they did last year, which I thought was a mistake even right at the end of the season. Keep going. Don't lose that momentum. But that's something else.
Where are they? 11, 12 over 500?
12.
I wonder when the last time there were 12 games over 500 in August.
I would guess 2019.
Didn't they get there late?
Doug,
when like did September?
I don't know exactly. They've had some good teams. It's not that unusual, I don't think. 12 over 500 in August for the Cardinals? I don't think that's that unusual.
Yeah. Okay. I'm just thinking it. You know, right. Maybe in September they climbed over, but I don't remember in August being. I mean, they have. I'm just curious. I just thought it had been a while.
Let's see what I got. Iggy, I'm looking on Baseball Reference right now. They were 12 games over 500 on August 24th, 2019.
Okay.
There you go.
So 3 years.
So late August.
Yeah.
Took them a while.
All right. Yeah, well, nice to get hot at the end of the season.
I proved my point.
Yeah. It was a strong point. It was a good take. It was a hot take.
I did see there's only two players in, I think, the National League that are hitting 300 and have 20 home runs, and they're both on the Cardinals.
Yeah, BK tweeted that.
Saw that start, the stat this morning.
Not a lot of 300 hitters anymore, that's for sure. Paul DeJong is hitting a very loud 157. But it's a different lineup when he can hit again.
Yeah,
like
it's totally.
Used
I mean,
to.
It's an absolutely such different thing. That's massive. A guy. I mean, that's. I have so many damn thoughts on it. But first off, just watching the game on Friday night, isn't it? And I realize it's the New York. Number one, it's the New York Yankees, which just carries, you know, Dallas Cowboys, Alabama Crimson Tide, Los Angeles Lakers, Boston Celtics. You know, take your pick of whomever, whatever brand. But it's the New York Yankees when they're on pace to win more than 100 games, and you have both AL and NL MVP, if the season ended today, playing each other. But my God, wasn't that great to see that kind of energy in the ballpark on Friday night?
I was there Friday. I didn't.
Oh, you were there? Yeah, I saw that. You were there Friday.
I didn't think possibly squeeze another person in the stadium. And then the next night, they got 2,000 more in there and set the record.
You sat next to the Cardinal Cowboy, is that correct?
He came right up right next to where we were and raised that trophy high.
The cat sent me a text yesterday afternoon. He was sitting right next to the Cardinal Cowboy. Everybody's running into the Cardinal Cowboy.
Omnipresent.
Well, he gets around. You don't have to move anywhere. He'll get to
you sooner or later. And he'll ask you for a picture.
But the energy, so I'm watching it, you know, from Hilton Head on Friday night, lying in bed. I'm fingering myself. And it's the bottom of the eighth. Oh, I'm sorry. I guess we can't talk about watching Cardinal games on the show now.
Oh, gosh.
So you did have sex.
I did, with my fist. And DeYoung hits that ball on the right field line, and the place is going, and it's like a playoff game. I mean, but the energy before he did that in the game was already, in the ballpark was already, I mean, that's, you know, I realize the cost of doing business with regards to interleague play is seeing a lot of the Royals and the one-sided rivalry from the angry people over there. The Detroit Tigers seem to be regular friends of the feather here, Cleveland Guardians. But when you get a chance for the Yankees and that kind of atmosphere, that was outstanding.
And the atmosphere was tamped down a little bit by the fact it was 105 degrees out there. Everyone's sweating. The people around me just fat as could be. Every one of them just dripping sweat. My God.
Boy, yesterday, it was tough. For 4.5 hours, there was people out there baking like a Sunday roast.
And you could see a lot of them in the green seats. They gave up. They said, I'm not sitting here when I can go in the air conditioning and have more shrimp cocktail.
Yeah, I mean, it was probably 108 right there where they're sitting, sun beating down on you.
I know. Gosh, it was hot. All 3 days, it was just
a BFib check-in.
Scorching hot. But they turned out awful lot of Yankee fans there. And I wonder, you think that's some people traveled for this?
Or
it's just people in the area that happen to be New York?
Yeah, every away game, I'm sure they get a crazy amount. People, like the Packers.
They just go by Yankee Head and think it's cool to root for the Yankees, so they show up.
I guess, because there was a thousand or more that I saw.
New York's a big city. A lot of people move from New York, and they go other places. And
not here.
I think a lot of people have moved from New York City to St. Louis.
My mother would be the only one I can think of off the top of my head.
Yeah, was she at the game?
No, too hot.
She a Yankees fan?
No, they
Mets
were
fan?
Mets fans, but she's a Cardinal fan. But, yeah, my family are all Mets fans.
My next-door neighbor is a huge Yankee fan. He's lived in St. Louis forever.
Yeah, it's like the Cowboys. There's Mass Lakers, same thing. Those iconic franchises, you're going to get people who have no relation to the city but still are fans of the team.
I guess.
Nothing refreshes a walrus at the ball yard on a 100-degree day quite like a helmet nacho. Thanks, that's from Wolf Boy.
Could you imagine eating a helmet nacho sitting in the sun yesterday? I mean, the seats must have been 100 degrees. Your ass would be burning.
And when you sit in the right field area where I was Friday night, you're staring right into that sun until about the second inning, I guess, it finally went down below the stadium. But, I mean, you are staring right into it. It's rough.
You couldn't pay me to sit in the regular red seats at Busch, just straight Hoosier soup. That's from Mr. Licks.
Well, that's not right.
No, there's a lot of people had a great time there this weekend.
Not Mr. Licks.
Just if you could have dialed the furnace down about 20 degrees, it would have just been ideal.
I was trying to go to that Saturday night game real badly, and I could not secure tickets. There's no 48,000 people. There's nowhere to get a ticket from.
Where did you get yours, Doug?
It was a group thing that we bought months ago.
Couldn't take Jackson?
I was looking for Saturday. I couldn't go Friday. I wanted to go Saturday. And Rave even told me, he was like, they're expecting like the biggest attendance ever. And he was dead on.
Carb was back in town.
And he got a big ovation every night. And darn near won it. I thought Friday night, I thought, this is rigged. Carpenter's coming up with a chance to win the game with a two-run homer. It's all rigged. Yep. Yeah, they got him.
Well, he deserved it. He's been good for many years here.
And that's where I was going with both Carpenter and DeYoung. I have a great deal of respect for what Matt Carpenter did. I don't know how anybody couldn't, a Cardinal fan or not, because he didn't need to do it. Could have retired. He's made whatever. Jackson, I know we've talked about this on Balloon Party and looked it up, but it's, you know, some ridiculous amount of money. And had gone through what I'm sure was an incredibly stressful few years. And people say, well, he got paid a bunch of money. And yes, he did. But still, there's pride. And at a point, once you have so much money, it just doesn't really matter anymore. And he's playing minor league baseball for a team that isn't going to be in championship conversation this year. They're not going to call him up. And he keeps grinding. He keeps grinding. And he comes back. Along those lines, DeJong never bitched. Never bitched.
No.
About getting sent down. And to his credit, rediscovered whatever it was that he had going a couple of years ago. I mean, you have to go back a while to find it. And you're right, Doug. I mean, what that means to the offense is huge. And he has been hitting in Memphis, and now he has carried that over to St. Louis. And that home run in the bottom of the eighth, he just kind of had a feeling, especially who the Yankees had due up in the ninth, that that was a base hit would have been huge, much less a three-run home run. And that changes that lineup. If he is back to even 75% of what he was when they wanted to give him that extension. So that is incredibly exciting, and a tip of the cap to him just for the way he handled what had to be a brutal situation.
And yeah, this is a guy who hit 30 home runs one year. And he's a very good defensive shortstop. Allows him to put Edmund back to second, where he shines. Edmund's pretty good wherever he plays. But they're better defensively now with him in there. And he does have pretty amazing power. He doesn't look like a big power hitter, but he hits the ball a long way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. When he came up on yesterday with a runner on third, I was like, oh, he's for sure going to just slam this out to center field or right field and they'll score, and that's exactly what happened, because that's what he does. He's so good at that.
Yeah.
When he working a count and then hitting a sacrifice fly.
Yeah. It did help this weekend that the Yankees didn't have Anthony Rizzo or Giancarlo Stanton.
Sure. But they still have, there's Aaron Judge, would he come up three times in a row with bases loaded?
Yeah.
You know, we had four RBIs yesterday.
Yeah.
Still facing a guy who has 43 home runs and hitting 300.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why I said you do have to include that when you're having a conversation about this series, that, you know, two huge parts of the Yankees machine weren't a part of it. But with that said, you just get a sense that the Cardinals are really re-energized by the moves at the deadline. And that is so important because you see a contrast with what's going on in Milwaukee. That has to be something that's pretty irritating for those guys. And that wasn't like that was a great team anyway. So, you know, listen, I am thrilled to see them beat the Yankees, whether they're full roster or not, because this is a team that's really been terrible against the best teams in the game, or any team with just a winning record in general. But they've swept the Padres. Padres is currently in a losing streak, but they swept the Padres in May, and now they've swept the Yankees. First time in franchise history they've done that. Mainly out of opportunity, just because they don't get a chance to play them.
I think they've only played how many series? Three or four?
Yeah, they really have played the Yankees a rare amount since interleague play started in 1997. It is our Mungin Ass St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour. We will have an announcement for you at approximately 8 o'clock on an upcoming event. I had a situation while we were out of town. Of course, St. Louis, many people have been dealing with flooding, and Doug, we found out last Wednesday that we had water seep into.
Oh, no, not again.
Yeah, not a sump pump thing. This is a window thing, and the great people. I mean, I have so many people to thank. James Carlton, old Jim Rogers from Restoration One. He was on it once again. Saw him at the Dotem. He was incredible. The people at Stratum Structural Systems came over and put in a temporary sump pump for where this window is, where we just have that's where the issue is. And,
how'd you find out you had water in there when you're out of town?
Anna Marie's parents came by.
Oh, they were there.
Yeah, yeah. And that's not what you want to hear.
No.
But
what a hassle.
Stratum is just incredible. And even before we knew it, I had a bunch of people, you know, as this, which I always welcome. Email me, DM me, whatever the case might be, and I will connect you with the sponsors. And I know that they are awfully busy right now, but the work that they do, they really are the absolute best. Brett Groman came over. A couple of people came over, but Brett Groman was over there and put in this temporary sump pump, and that tended to the storm that came, I guess, Wednesday night or Thursday night. Stratum Structural Systems, waterproofing and foundation repair. Think local, think Stratum. StratumRepair.com, 314-620-8153. It looks like we're going to get a lot of precipitation here in the next 12, 24 hours. So if you get hit again and you're dealing with waterproofing issues, make sure you work with Stratum. 314-620-8153 or go online at StratumRepair.com. Think local, think Stratum. And when you let them know you are a TMA listener, you get $100 off your repair project. And James Carlton saved the day, as he always does. Man, I'm telling you. I think everybody goes, oh, I got an insurance person, a friend of mine does it, or, you know, I know this person, and I just kind of inherited them from my parents, and that's fine, but there is a difference. They are not all the same, and I experienced it yet again in dealing with James Carlton and his incredible staff at the James Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency in Webster Groves. 314-961-4800, or go online at carltoninsurance.net. On top of it, right away, when I let him know the situation we were having last week, James Carlton and his staff, truly the best, and help throughout that whole process. CarltonInsurance.net or give James a call at 314-961-4800. That's James Carlton of the Carlton State Farm Insurance Agency. All right, we are going to take a break, close out our Mungin Ass St. Louis Acura, Alton Toyota, 7 o'clock hour. On the other side of the break, we will have an announcement on an upcoming event for our audience. Doug, you have been properly teased. Yeah, you've been properly teased.
All right.
It's coming up in our Appliance Discounters 8 o'clock hour. This closes out the Mungin Ass St. Louis Acura Alton Toyota 7 o'clock hour from the Michelob Ultra Studios. This is the Ryan Kelly Morning After.
Pop quiz. What can you buy for $3.99? Not a latte. But for less than the cost of a cup of coffee, you can get all your favorite music ad-free. While other streaming services jack up their prices, LiveOne's membership is only $3.99 per month, and you can lock in that price for a full year. Join now to get the best deal in music with zero ads, unlimited skips, and maximum audio quality. Get the music you love at a price that fits into your budget with LiveOne Plus. Check out liveone.com/bestmusic for details.
Your plans? Today it's dinner with the parents at your spot.
We gotta come back here.
Now their spot. Or you're on the edge of your seat at the game.
Come on, just one time.
And it's the one. Or maybe you're catching the next flight to...
Now boarding flight 1850.
Oh, that's you. The choice is yours. And when you're with Amex, it's not if it's going to happen, but when. American Express. Don't live life without it.